Kino Lamedvav Tzion Halosu Shali.
The last of the kinos, and perhaps the final push for us to cry, start with Kino Lamedvav Eli Tzion, and they deal with our yearning for Tzion, the destruction of Tzion and the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately our hope of redemption. The first kina, Tzion Halot Sishali, was written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi epitomized a yearning to return to Tzion, and he in fact sacrificed so much to attempt to get to Eretz Yisrael, and in the end, he lost his life as a result. And today, as we sit here looking around, almost all of us here are olim to Eretz Yisrael. We also have sacrificed to come here, to live here. But is this the Tzion that Hashem ultimately has envisioned for us? Or are we again reading this kina with tears in our eyes because we still are, as Rabbi Yehuda Levi says in the kina, Tzion halo sishali l'shlom asirayich, we are still the imprisoned in a Tzion that was not envisioned for us. Perhaps by reading what Tzion was supposed to be, perhaps we can start to fill the void, begin to want to fill the void. I'll tell you a mashal that I once heard. There was a father who owned a large, well-to-do, successful company. It was an airplane company. And he had a son that he loved very much, and he wanted him to join into his business. But as his son grew, he was quite content with his paper airplanes, and he didn't want the responsibilities of the business. The relationship of the father and the son grew cold and stale. There was hello, goodbye. But for the most part, that was it, and there was not much talking between them. So one time a friend came to the boy and said, "How come I never see you with your father?" And the boy responded that, "You know what, my father really doesn't seem to care about our relationship." And I said, growing up, I even remember one time, you know, I spent a lot of time and made him this paper airplane, and I went to his office and I wrote Abba on it, and I threw it right into his office and it landed on his desk. You know, I was waiting for him to come out, and he never came out. Maybe he was on the phone, he was too busy, he was in meetings. And that's why. And you know, I can't really say that I think that my father loves me very much. And the years went by, and one day, the boy received notice that his father was critically ill, and that he was going to have to take over the business. So he went to his father's office to sit down in his chair, start to try to arrange things, and he noticed a drawer locked with a key. He was thinking, what could be in it? Maybe money, jewels, how to run the business, you know, something very, very valuable. And when he opened the drawer, his eyes filled with tears as he took out the paper airplane that he had thrown into his father's office with Abba written on it. And he realized the relationship that he had squandered with his father. As we heard last night, there's nothing more hurtful to a father than for his children to say that they think that he hates them. But in reality, all the tefillos, no matter how small, everything that we do over the years, over the centuries, is saved by Hashem and put in a special drawer, and he's waiting for us. And to continue the mashal, the son ran to the hospital to ask for forgiveness, and to say, Abba, I love you. His father responded, I love you too. But I spent so many years waiting for you to come back at this company. It's just not what I envisioned for you. It's not what it should be. It's not what I want to give you. And really, the only way that I'm going to be able to return with you to the company, to the business, is that you need to yearn for it with all your heart. And perhaps this is why in the month of Av also we have to make extra efforts to yearn for our Kaddish Baruch Hu to return to us in the month of Av, which means Father. And so we find as well in this Kina that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi tells us the secret. He refers to the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'yata Sakum Terachem Tzion, Kes Lechena Kiva Moed Ratzu Avaneha, Avadachat Avaneha V'Afarayichonenu, that to enter the true Tzion, to have it back, we must be able to cherish Eretz Yisrael down to the dust and to the rocks. And so we find in this Kina, and throughout the Kinas until Eli Tzion, we find different references to what Tzion was. We find, it says, Melech b'kirbech chuva sarei chayalim b'chol nashak v'akol le'um gavru givurayich, that a king was in your midst, we had a fully equipped military, and that our warriors were able to subdue every other nation. We never lost. And yet today, if you think where we are, it's just in a couple of weeks, Gilad Shalit will turn 24. He was 19 years old when he was taken from Eretz Yisrael by Hamas terrorists. And we've not been able to rescue him. He's held in isolation, not knowing his fate. He's been there for more than 1,500 days, with the world looking on, no help, no Red Cross, no nothing. Can we even begin to know the anguish of the mother and the father? If you pass by in Yerushalayim, parents sitting there, just waiting with anguish on their face. Hashem, alo tishali l'shalom asirayach. Hashem, you ask about the welfare of the imprisoned. And oy li im edom v'arav kananu b'kanayich, that Edom and the Arabs make their home in our nest. That our neighbors and our friends, Tamar and Itzik Viflik, when they lose their son that so many of us knew, Daniel on a school bus ambush with an anti-tank missile. And again, in one of the kinos, the Mekonen refers to our promise in the Torah and the Gemara that says, "Im ha sanim bris kartu mitayich ve'ein satan aval hashlum lahem kifirayich." It talks about even the lions that made peace with us. It's referring to the Gemara that says that we had the promise that when we went up to the Ola Regel, no matter what, you can leave your house open, leave things unattended. One time the Gemara says someone came back and found that there were lions that were actually guarding his house. And yet today, only 5 months ago, in Itamar, there were two Palestinian terrorists that broke into the home of the Fogel family. They headed into the parents' bedroom, where they stabbed the parents and their three-month-old baby girl to death. They went to the children's room and murdered two young children, ages 4 and 11. If you can't connect and cry over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, now when you look at pictures, and I have this picture with me, of sweet faces, of Udi and Ruth, of Yoav, 11, Elad, 4, and Hadas, 3 months, and I'm sure many of you have seen the pictures after their deaths of them lying in blood, and Hadas, the little baby, clinging to her father. Hashem, halo tishali b'shalom asurayich. Holy people of Itamar, it wasn't only them, many more that were killed that we don't even know about. Sacrificed so much and loved the land so much. Kosh Baruch Hu, halo tishali b'shalom asurayich. And on the way back, Rabbi Yehuda Levi teaches us is through the yearning and tears, the yearning for the Tzion, with the renewed relationship with our Avinu Shebashamayim. How much we have to yearn, how much we have to cry. It says Rabban Gamliel cried so much that his eyelashes fell out over the Chorban. I'll end with a story I heard from Rabbi Weinberger about the Koach Miyakov Yaakov Wiedenfeld, that's all, said that his daughter had developed a very bad rash on her face, and no one knew why. So he took her to a famous doctor, and the doctor said, "I've done everything. The only thing I can think of is that it must be because she's crying all the time." Doctor looked at the little girl and said, "Why are you crying all the time?" The little girl looked at her father, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, you can tell the doctor. She said, "The reason why I cry all the time is because I hear my father crying all the time." And the doctor turned to the father, to the Rebbe, and said, "Why do you cry all the time?" He said, "I cry every night. I cry over the Chorban." It's time for us all to cry and to yearn for the time, as the Mekonnen says, Yigal ba'oz mishevi la'ashiv la'eretz ha'tzvi v'yater tzvi l'shar d'rayech. Tzion ha'lo'su shalom l'shlom ha'shivayech, dor shalom ha'shivayech, dor shalom ha'shivayech.